Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. On this Monday, 27th of October, over the weekend and even late last week, there was great optimism ahead of the president skipping through some Southeast Asian nations, Malaysia, Vietnam, today Japan, eventually China. Ahead of all that, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that he anticipates China will revive substantial purchases of U.S. soybeans for several years and will delay its expanded licensing regime for rare earth minerals by a year and re-examine it after 2 days of trade talks in Malaysia. Bessent told Face the Nation that the soybean purchases would be substantial. He said on ABC's This Week that when President Trump and President Xi meet Thursday, U.S. soybean farmers, quote, will feel very good about what's going on both for this season and the coming seasons for several years. Bessent also said that the details for a deal to transfer ownership of TikTok to U.S. control were ironed out and that Trump and Xi would be able to consummate the transaction this week. Billionaires Rupert Murdoch and Michael Dell may have a role in the TikTok deal. Bessent said the agreement took Mr. Trump's threat of 100% tariffs on China off the table and that China would delay the threat to curb exports of rare earth minerals for a year. Both sides said they would work together to combat imports of fentanyl into the U.S. China imported $13 billion of soybeans from the U.S. last year, but imposed huge tariffs on imports in March, imported none in September. The standoff has created financial hardship for farmers, with the president calling it an, quote, economically hostile act. The deal also expected to cover levies on shipping. Both countries have begun charging the other ships to dock in their ports in recent weeks. That raises transportation costs. The Chinese trade envoy yesterday said the current turbulences and twists and turns are ones that we do not wish to see, and he said the two sides had reached preliminary consensus. Sunday night, the overnight markets opened sharply higher, corn up about a nickel, soybeans up 15 to 20 cents, trading as high as 1060. Gold down nearly $80 an ounce, trading just above $4,000 an ounce. U.S. stock futures sharply higher. And again, Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are scheduled to meet Thursday on the sidelines of a regional economic conference in South Korea, where they will determine the final details of a deal. Treasury Secretary Bessent, whose net worth is said to be worth about $500 million, revealed he is also a soybean farmer. Quote, "So I have felt this pain too." This is Inside Agriculture, back after this break with the latest market numbers.